it's all about just making these unexpected connections.
Erin Padilla is the education curator at Spalding House, part of the Honolulu Museum of Art.
What we try to do is put together shows that speak to everybody on different levels. Yeah.
We are getting materials and placing it down so the paper is changing color.
These youngsters have toured the gallery and are now into the hands-on experience part. Artists Ualani Davis and Marika Emmy have them creating new animals out of combined characteristics, then capturing those images on cyanotypes. That's an early photographic process.
Mine is a beaver, a lobster, a bee, a caterpillar, a skunk, a turtle.
I always wanted to experience a camera obscura. So why not put a camera obscura in the gallery?
We're ducking into a side room here in the gallery.
Pretty much a gigantic pinhole camera. And the light from outside gets through the hole and then it projects itself on this wall here. And then what you see is exactly what's outside, but upside down.
What? The light below goes up? Why?
Yeah, light travels in a straight line. It doesn't bend. So this is exactly what's happening in a camera.
Camera obscuras, way back, were drawing tools. That's how Vermeer made those stunning interiors.
You would see these in, like, traveling, like, in circuses and carnivals. People would come in and, like, wow, look at this. It's amazing. It's magic, you know, but it's actually just science.
That's part of the point, according to Padilla. A lot of art is the creative exploration of scientific principles.
Like this piece here, the artist is using a light-sensitive paper sitting in a pool of water, and then the light shining through is growing algae on top of that paper. Wherever the light shines through the negative, algae will grow, so the image is captured by the use of algae.
Outside, the kids are doing a similar process with their cyanotypes.
And does this animal have a name yet?
Sheldon!
Padilla says they're trying to connect art to daily life.
So just to kind of help bridge that gap, we invited a local artist to create a Rube Goldberg machine.
Rube Goldberg never made any of the fantastical machines he designed to do things like spread a napkin on your lap. Engineers and tinkerers later put them together, most theatrically self-destruct. In Ross Mukai's machine, gears and cogs turn, a billiard ball scoots through slots, downshoots up steps along a conveyor belt, eventually it presses the start button on OK Go's video of a Rube Goldberg machine. In Hawaii's public schools, art education is in the hands of individual principals and teachers. Programs at Spalding House served about 3,000 students this school year. Coming in early August, High Society, an edgy look at social studies through ethnicity, stereotypes, and identity. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.